Last night's St. Mary City Council meeting, I had the opportunity and the pleasure to give the oath of office to our two new firefighters, Wesley Brubaker and Tyler Ross. They're our newest members to our fire department. In attendance were many family and friends, as well as co-workers from the fire department and the police department. So I again want to welcome both Wesley Brubaker and Tyler Ross, our newest members to our fire department staff. Also, Kelly Judy gave an explanation of the service line inventories that our residents throughout the city are taking if they're on city water. This basically helps identify lead and galvanized lines that run from the curb into your home. Of course, the EPA passed the lead and copper rule in 1991 to help protect individuals from lead exposure in drinking water. So this is just a way that we can identify who needs to have their service lines replaced and the process in order to get that completed. There are a number of ways to take this inventory. Of course, everybody's getting a letter with a QR code on it. If you don't have an iPhone, you can go to our website or you can contact the city, and we'd be more than happy to assist you any way that we possibly can to help you identify the type of water line that you may have as far as coming into your home. So that is taking place. Also, we had two reports, one from the Finance Committee. A few weeks back, we gave them the budget for 2025 and gave them an opportunity to look it over. We will schedule another Finance Committee meeting on December 2nd at 5:15. And we will be able to answer any questions they might have in regards to the 2025 budget. Also, we heard from the Streets and Sidewalks Committee in reference to some procedures that are going to be looked at and put in place for mobile food vendors or food trucks. So we're going to be working on that. So when food trucks come into our community and set up, they will have some procedures that they will have to follow. They're not difficult. Basically, we just want an open line of communication with food vendors and with the city and other businesses that they are coming and when they are coming, and just kind of putting some things together like that. We also had a third reading of a resolution and a third reading of two ordinances. Once we approved the authorization and the execution of a power sales contract with AMP Ohio in the assumption and interest of hydropower from Shelby, Ohio, and it is in regard to the Green Oak Hydroelectric Project and Meldo Hydroelectric Facility, and so we are in the process of purchasing some of that hydroelectric from the city of Shelby, and that will be a good addition to our electric portfolio, which I think brings us up to about 26% of green energy that the city has in their electrical portfolio, which includes not only hydro, but solar and wind as well. The other two third readings were ordinances. One was vacating a certain alley south of South Street between Pine and Pear, and a portion of Canal Street right-of-way in the east edition of the city, and also an emergency ordinance rezoning about a half an acre of land vacated between Canal Street and East South Street between Pine Street and Pear Street in the east edition of St. Mary's. I know it sounds like it was a mouthful and can be confusing, but it's in reference to the expansion of some of the things that the St. Mary's Foundry is doing in our community. We had no second readings. We had a couple of ordinances that were read. One was an ordinance in its first reading to kind of bring the ordinance amending 121.02 of the codified ordinance up to current language in reference to videotaping council meetings and the language regarding that. And also, we suspended and passed a ordinance to amend the codified ordinance in reference to the procedures and policies that residents must adhere to when they address council during our council meeting. So that we suspended the rules and passed that as an emergency. And also, we suspended and passed as an emergency the ordinance approving an agreement with the State of Ohio Department of Natural Resources for funding of phase two of the rehabilitation of the Reservoir Mill project. Of course, we were granted $750,000 to complete that project, so we wanted to pass this ordinance so we can continue to move forward with that project. And then finally, we had a resolution that was passed in reference to the safety service director entering into a contract with another equipment sales for the purchase of a new Kubota mower for our parks department. So that's all good stuff. It's happening in the city of St. Mary's. I want to wish everybody a very blessed and happy Thanksgiving, and I hope you enjoy your time with family and friends during this Thanksgiving. But that basically is what took place at last night's St. Mary's City Council meeting.